see the Dune popcorn bucket bit on SNL?
Yeah. We know. Okay. Let's get after it, guys.
Is The Gentleman good? Have you seen it?
No. I mean, I haven't seen it.
It's Guy Ritchie, isn't it?
No, yeah. That's the movie.
The movie was Guy Ritchie, yeah.
It says The Gentleman, a Guy Ritchie series, only on Netflix, starting March 7th.
So there's a TV show, there's a movie, and then there's a TV show. I didn't know it was the same thing. Because I was like, oh, I want to see The Gentleman, because I never watched it when it came out, the Guy Ritchie movie. Mm-hmm. And then I was like, this isn't it, so.
I heard somebody talking about it. Where was that?
Was it me in my bedroom when I was like, this isn't the movie I thought I was going to watch?
Probably.
I feel like I've heard that story twice now.
So
we're here.
Get used to it.
Okay, Bill, are you recording?
Yeah, I said I was recording. I guess that doesn't always mean I am recording.
Last time,
nope, it doesn't mean anything at all.
Last time we recorded an album, we decided to listen to Bob Dylan. And I said, this time, I'll pick an album with a guy whose voice you probably won't hate.
Okay.
So I picked Pearl Jam.
Yeah.
Let's get into it. So, Bill, what do you know about Pearl Jam?
I know that they're from Seattle.
Okay.
And I know that the lead singer's name is Eddie Vedder.
Okay.
And I once saw, I think, the guitar player from the band in a tennis match with Bill Gates.
Correct. Did you remember his name?
Mike something.
Yeah, Mike McCready.
Sure.
Okay. Okay.
Mrs. McCready is the name of the villain in Chicken Run who wants to turn the chickens into pot pies.
Yeah, I think that's who he's married to. Do you know any Pearl Jam songs before this album came out? I mean, before this album came out.
I recognized one song on this album.
One?
Just one?
Just one song on this album.
I think so, yeah.
Bill, how long have you lived in Washington? How many years of your life have you lived in Washington?
Total?
Yes.
Thumbs up.
Like 30, maybe? 25?
And you knew one of these songs.
Yeah.
Okay. Now, at what point...
at what point are we going to murder you?
When did you lose your... When did you go deaf? Okay. Let's just get into it. Let's start with track one that Bill probably... Wait a minute. Ryan?
Yes?
Are we going to guess which of these songs
we should. We should.
Okay.
I'm going to guess Even Flow.
I'm going to guess Alive.
Okay.
And we'll see when we get there. So I'm going to say track three, and you say track two. Yep. So we might know early.
What's... Pearl Jam... What's the name of this album? I wanted to pull it up so I could see
Ten.
It too.
10.
10. Got it. Okay, cool.
All right.
Track number one, Once.
Bill, how did track one treat you?
I was not a fan. Track one. Sounded like a lot of yelling and screaming. The guitar was okay, though.
When I was... Ryan, what's your deal with Pearl Jam?
So, I respected Pearl Jam, you know, from when I first heard them, but it never was my favorite grunge band. I was always way more into Soundgarden, Alice in Chains... those guys, Nirvana, obviously, over Pearl Jam, but I respected their game.
I am the same. I was a Alice in Chains guy, and I was a Soundgarden guy, And I wasn't a Pearl Jam guy for a long time. I remember when Vitalogy came out and I was like, I was like, oh, I guess I'll buy this on CD. And I was like, it's fine. And I didn't do it for me exactly. I like some of the songs.
Yeah, same.
And then I got a little older and then I was like, well, I guess I'll go see Pearl Jam in concert. And they were awesome. And I was like, oh, I get it now. And then I realized they have a lot of stuff that I do like. It just is spread out a little bit.
Right.
It was hard for me to pick which album to play here. Like, I thought Versus or Vitalogy would have been good, but I might as well go back to this, like, old school. This is
the beginning, basically. Yeah.
So, but I've become a Pearl Jam fan over the years because I aged into it. Right. I was a little too, like, right when this album came out, I was 11. Right. So it didn't
too
catch
young
me
for it.
And when they were big, I was listening to like more poppy, like, I liked Silverchair when Pearl Jam was big, you know?
I was more into the heavier stuff. So the Soundgarden, Alice in Chains stuff that was a little more heavy rock, hard rock influence than Pearl Jam.
Right. Then I became a grown up and was like, oh, I get what's going on here. All right, let's go on to track two.
Track two, Even Flow.
What are you shaking your head at, Ryan?
I am not at 100% today.
Bill, was this your? Was this a song you knew?
No,
you don't know this song before. You don't know this song.
No, okay. But I liked the guitar in this song. I thought it was really good. And I didn't hate the vocals in this one. It didn't. It wasn't as much like screamy, shouty as the first one. But my problem was I can't understand anything he's saying.
Sometime you should go. If you want to go down a rabbit hole, go on this song on YouTube and watch like someone putting fake lyrics over it. Very funny because you'd have
bad subtitles style.
This song's called Even Flow.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Okay.
You'll enjoy it. Eddie Vedder, he kind of was one of the pioneers of the little mumbly mouth singing, but you didn't always have to know, you know, and you kind of can pick it up. Like after enough time, you can get it.
If you suffer through it long enough.
Yeah.
So I have a comment. I don't know when to say it because I feel like when I say it, you're going to just quit.
Okay.
Save it for a little bit then. Okay. Maybe after track six.
Okay.
Track number three, Alive.
This one was pretty repetitive.
Okay. Is this the one you knew?
No.
Dang.
I've not heard this song before either.
We both were wrong. So it's got to be Black, I guess.
This one was okay. You know, when it starts off with that guitar solo, I was thinking to myself, this is a thought I haven't had very often in my life. But I was like, this seems like a band that would be fun to see live.
Yeah.
Right.
They are fun to see live.
They just kind of had that feel. But I also was like, I'll bet they don't sound like this anymore. I'll bet their new stuff doesn't sound like this. And I'll bet if I went and saw them live now, I would just like be wishing they played their old stuff. Like Rick.
They do go, they kind of sprinkle in some stuff like this. They do have some deep tracks they play, but they're, you know, they do have different eras, but they're pretty Pearl Jammy kind of threat.
Yeah.
They're a little softer over the years, you know. They throw a couple bangers in there once in a while. They're good. So, Bill, you said this band was from Seattle, and you're correct about that. The person in this band that's not from Seattle is Eddie Vedder.
Oh, really? Okay.
Yeah. He's he's a San Diego, I believe, gentleman.
Okay.
These guys, all these guys were
original
in
original German.
The Whale's Vagina. These guys were in a lot of other bands over the years. You know, they were Mother Love Bone
before they became their thing. Wait, they were in that band with Bob Dylan? What was his band?
Traveling Wilburys.
Traveling Wilburys?
Oh, that's different than Mother Love Bone. Okay.
Yeah. So, yeah, I mean, little it's bit. Very similar, but different in its own way.
They opened for each other.
And so, they had this band, and they started, like, sending out demos, and then they got Eddie Vedder back on board, or they got him on board. So that's why you can kind of – you can feel the Seattle music, but you also – the vocals is a little
– mm-hmm.
It's got Eddie Vedder written all over it.
I like it.
Okay.
I just would like to understand more. I kind of feel like I need like a lyrics printout.
Okay.
Going back to the live Pearl Jam live discussion, Rick, correct me if I'm wrong. Pearl Jam is one of those bands where people really nerd out over the set list of every live performance and like, oh, they played this one. They didn't play that one. Are they one of those bands?
I think, yes, they are.
So they've got so much material and then they sprinkle in rare ones and people go crazy for it. So then there are other bands that just play the same set list all the time and nobody makes note of it because that's just what they do.
Right. Oh, and earlier when I was talking about listening to Even Flow, I was talking about actually you need to watch the video for Yellow Ledbetter.
Okay.
But
that's not on this album.
It's not. But I think you'd understand. Hey, Ryan, can you fire up Yellow Ledbetter?
Hold, please.
I think that Bill, you know what's going to happen? He's going to do the same thing. He's going to go, man, I really like the guitar on this. Then the vocals come in. He's going to be a little confused, but he's still going to like it.
But unlike some stuff that we've done most recently, Bob Dylan, the vocals to me aren't off-putting. I just don't understand what he's singing.
Right.
And other than that first song where it was pretty screaming, I just wasn't like digging it. This sounds pretty different. This sounds more Red Hot Chili Peppers-y.
So, Bill, Ryan, play it for 30 seconds straight without skipping anything. And I want you to tell me how many words you can understand.
From 30 seconds in?
No, just, you know, anywhere. Just let it play for 30 seconds. You can edit however you'd like. That song's pretty peak Eddie doing some vocal trickery for you. I mean,
do you think he does that so that he can just perform completely drunk and no one will know?
Well, he does do that. I've seen Eddie Vedder drink two or three bottles of wine during a show and just go for it.
Yeah.
Did you pick up a lot of those lyrics?
Nope.
All right. Well, I sent you the YouTube video. You should probably check it out. Maybe we'll put a link in the bio on the podcast. Never know.
Sure.
It's pretty fun. Okay. So next Pearl Jam song on the album is...
Why Go?
Why Go?
Why Go? Track four.
Go.
Play pretend, she could talk. caught some of those words.
One mainly. Ryan, we're stupid. I figured out what song Bill knows. He knows Jeremy.
That was going to be my second guess.
This one's heavy on the drums. Not my favorite song on the album. One of my least favorites.
Okay.
Not well, let's go to heavy on the drums. Those were two separate comments.
Let's go to one of my favorites on the album is the next one.
Okay.
Track number 5, Black.
This is my favorite song on this album.
Yeah.
I really like the song. Yeah, I love the sound of it. It was really good. Yeah. I'd never heard it before, but like.
That's so weird. Like, yeah. Pearl Jam is pretty big and they play them a lot. Hey, Ryan, when you went to the Mariner game, the opening day last month or whatever it was, did Mike McCready play their national anthem?
No, it was Ben Gibbard.
Okay, same thing.
Yeah.
Just much
worse. Ben Gibbard is.
It was the weirdest national anthem I've ever seen.
Four out of five of the top played Spotify Pearl Jam songs are on this album. Hmm. And they all have, close to 500 million plays. And 400 million of those are just in Seattle alone, I'm sure.
I was thinking as we were starting this song, like, oh, yep, heard this song on the radio a bunch. Oh, yep, heard this song on the radio a bunch. Oh, yep, heard this song on the radio a bunch.
Yeah. Well, and I've heard it at everything. I mean, they play it. It's on PA systems and speakers. That's why I don't understand how you just haven't heard them.
But before. See, that's what you don't understand is that if you don't know a band and you don't know a song and you've never heard that song before, you don't recognize it when it's when 30 seconds of it is played before something on a PA or
but
if it's in the background at a bar or something like that.
The thing is, though, is when I am at a bar or at a thing and that's happening and I'm like, oh, this sounds cool, I'll Shazam it or I'll ask someone if I know what it is and I'll pay attention and I'll look it up when I get home.
I don't do that.
Right. That's what I'm saying. That's what you don't understand. All right. On to the next.
Track number 6, Jeremy. Line always gets me. Spoken clear as day. No, he didn't. He did not speak that clear as day.
This is the song I had heard before. So this is the only one on this album that I recognize. Now, is this because it's like this one's played a lot?
The video was huge.
I mean, I think this song...
I don't know why I know it.
I don't either because
maybe this was a Guitar Hero song.
Could be. I mean, this is their fifth most played song.
Okay.
It's behind Even Flow Alive and Black. This song, the thing about this song is it had its moment in time because when Columbine and stuff happened, this song was around a lot for that. Maybe just general 90s.
Yeah.
You were alive.
I wasn't listening to music until
you were alive.
That's part of our new karaoke podcast.
Did you get that clean, Ryan?
Oh yeah.
So anyway, I think that, yeah, there was some school shooting stuff and that song was popular when that happened.
Does that song have anything to do with school shootings? Or just like those things happened at the same time? Like, does that matter?
I mean, did you pick up on any of the lyrics of the song?
No.
It's a guy, it's like a kid getting beat up a lot and then he like loses his mind and freaks out.
Okay.
Anyway, so we don't need to get it too deep into this.
Right. Ocean.
Track number 7.
Speaking of deep. Okay,
and I listen
now
to this
seems
song.
Like about a good time.
Okay.
You know what I like about Pearl Jam?
What?
They sound like Creed.
Okay.
Especially this song. And I'm like, oh, I like that. I remember liking Creed. And here's, they remind me of Creed.
Here's the problem. Well, wait, hang on. I will tell you. Oh, the music video for Jeremy had like school shooting stuff in it also.
Okay.
Going back. Okay. Here's my biggest issue with things that you say out loud into a microphone that's recorded for public consumption.
Uh-huh.
They do not sound like Creed. Creed tries to sound like them.
Okay.
So that's one thing. You can't say but they sound like Creed.
If they sound alike, then they do sound like each other.
They don't sound alike. Scott Stapp definitely tries to bite the Eddie Vedder style. But you just have to give props to the people that originated it more than you can. You can't say Creed as the thesis of your statement.
I listened to Creed decades before and know way more of their songs.
Pearl Jam came out decades before Creed.
That doesn't matter to me.
Probably more like one or less, but still. Okay, but You have to know your history.
I don't.
I know.
Track number 8.
How about this?
Porch.
If you meet someone else that's like, I'm a big fan of Creed, you should be like, hey, have you heard of Pearl Jam? You might like them.
That's not what you should do.
You think I'm the only person on the universe that this applies to?
Yes. You're the only person who is like, I'm a big Creed head.
And I've
never heard of Pearl Jam. Because that's the thing too. We talked about this in the past.
And I'm not saying you're wrong.
I know, because I'm not.
You think I might be the only person in the history of people to know Creed before Pearl Jam, or know Creed well and not know any Pearl Jam songs?
No. There's not a lot of you.
There is a select few. And the people that I think liked Creed a lot would have been like, someone might have said, you like that bullshit guy trying to sound like Eddie Vedder? And then you'd go, who's Eddie Vedder? And you'd go listen to them. But you never did that.
Right.
See, you don't ever think like, how do I enhance the thing I like? How do I make the thing I like better? You just are content with being like, this is fine. You know what I mean?
He's Knuff.
Like, if you ate a cup of noodles that was like chicken flavor, you're like, this shit is good. Uh-huh. You would never be like, I wonder if they make another flavor. You would just always have chicken flavor.
But that's actually not me. All the way. I like to try new things. I like to go do new things. I don't like routine all the time.
It's not based on past experience, though. Hey, listeners, he's eating cup of noodles right now.
Right now. Not a sponsor.
You know, like,
Hey, Cup of Noodles, if you got some money for us.
You would do things that are new, but it wouldn't be based on any...
Right,
you know,
right, right. No, what you're saying is correct.
I've known for... I like a few... I like dive bars as a person.
This is correct.
When I go to a city, I'm going to find a cool dive bar to go to make my dive bar rep up and fun, right? And I like music. And so I'm like, I like this kind of music. Who else makes this kind of music? And why do I like it? All right, Ryan, let's go to the next track.
Track number 8.
Race car sound thing with the guitar was cool.
You're a big Mike McCready guy.
The Doppler effect.
Yeah.
I've got to hang out with Mike a few times. He's a nice guy.
Yeah.
He's one of my favorite Seattle celebrities.
Hmm. I think he's good at guitar.
He is good at guitar.
I agree.
Something you know about him. He's good at guitar.
Yeah.
Kind of a good guitar player.
If someone said, give me all the information you know about Mike McCready, I'd say guitar.
Yeah, me too.
Guitar, comma, good at.
Is it weird that I think I saw him play tennis before I ever heard him play the guitar?
I mean,
yes, it is. I mean, it's not weird for you, but it's weird for the world.
No, but you've definitely seen him play guitar in person. You've definitely seen him at a Seahawks game. Or a Mariner game.
Yeah.
He's always doing the national anthem. Like, I've probably seen him do that stuff 10 times. I mean, and I'm sure you were there also.
Mm. Well, I like his older stuff better.
Like the national anthem? The Star-Spangled
Banner?
I understand that's a cover.
See, do you ever... See, this is your problem, Billy. You don't go, man, this is good. I wonder how good Francis Scott Key was at it. You should go back.
Do you think Francis Scott Key ever recorded the
I doubt Star it. Spangled Banner? I don't know if he ever even performed it, but it's just funny to say his name.
Right.
All right, on to the next.
Track 9, Garden.
How'd that one go for you, Bill?
That one was kind of a letdown. It kind of felt like each of the other ones had something new or interesting, and this was just sort of an amalgam of everything we've already heard.
Okay.
All right, let's push through here. Track number 10, Deep.
Little too shouty again.
That's got some Alice in Chains vibes to it.
Yeah. I like when Eddie is doing his rock stuff. I'm kind of the opposite of Bill. I mean, I like both, but this is, I like this. I think it's fun.
Yeah.
Not my fave.
Yeah, we know.
And track 11, Release. All right, the world.
Does it make you upset that this album has 10 tracks on it?
Do you mean 11?
Yes. Why it doesn't have 10 tracks on it.
Does it make you upset that it's not true? What I'm
You know what I mean.
Mm-hmm. Always. It doesn't exactly satisfy
I don't care at all that it has 11 instead of 10.
Okay.
But do you know if I were to drop one of them, I'd drop Garden or Deep or Once.
Do you know why it's called 10?
Oh, that's why it upsets you.
No. Why?
Because the album's called 10 and it has 11 songs.
Well, yeah. What did you think I was asking you?
I just thought you liked a nice round number.
You know, this is the problem. Like, that's a weird thing to not understand what I was asking the first time.
Yeah. I
focused on the chicken flavor.
I thought
flavor.
It was a weird thing for you to be saying. Like, why would that bother me at all?
So now does it bother you?
No.
More than I did when I said it? So do you know why this album is called 10?
Nope.
It's based on the number of basketball player Mookie Blaylock. Just so you know.
Okay.
Just so you know.
Yeah.
Fun fact.
Because I think that's what Eddie Vedder or Pearl, someone's old band was called to, I think.
Mookie but Blaylock.
Sure. Well, I think the band was, they have a, was it Blaylock? Anyway, it doesn't matter. We don't need to get that far into it. Bill, what'd you think of the album?
I liked it.
Oh.
I like Pearl Jam. I'm a Pearl Jam fan.
Oh, you should. I'll tell you this. You should go. You should keep going because there's better album. There's more. There's good stuff to come.
Ryan, what's around? I'm not committing to this number yet. What albums are around 72?
Songs in the Key of Life by Stevie Wonder is exactly 72. 40 Ounces to Freedom is at 70. And Rumors is at 73. Ooh.
I think I like this better than Rumors. I'm going to go 74.
74 is exactly the same as Back in Black.
Ooh. No, I'm fine with that, actually. Yeah.
Okay.
Pearl Jam 10 equals 70? Back in Black.
Perfect.
Yeah, and it's right in there with these 74. Albums that I thought. Yeah, those are pretty good. And a couple of songs that I have now added to my playlist.
All right. Well, perfect. I would tell you, you should go listen to Vitalogy and Yield for sure, and Versus. You got some albums. You could do some Pearl Jam deep digging.
I probably won't, but that's a good thing.
Maybe we'll add another one on the podcast someday.
Maybe.
Okay. Well, we did it. Another album in the books.
The thing was done.
Well, I'm sure we've all got stuff to do that's better than this. So
I doubt it.
Well, I think it about wraps it up for this week. I really want to thank all of the listeners out there. We really do appreciate you. Please take a minute to check out our socials. We are on Instagram at Miseducation of Bill. We are on Twitter at Miseducation of Bill. And please, please email us at miseducationofbill@gmail.com. Make sure to subscribe, rate, and like us on all of your favorite podcast apps. You can find us on all of the major apps, Spotify, Apple Music, and anywhere else you can find your podcast. A special thanks goes out to Wyatt Only and The Wreckage for letting us use their music on the podcast. You can find them on Spotify and at WOATW.com.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. You beside
the marionette waiting in line for the guillotine. So pour another drink.